Imagine finding yourself in a foreign country, trying to navigate your way to a remote village without knowing the local language. To make things worse, neither do the locals understand the language you speak. It sounds like a nightmare, doesn't it? Well, in today's story, an American woman found herself precisely in this situation. However, as you're about to hear, there were no coincidences with Padre Pio. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, Stories and Memories, by John McCaffrey, who was Padre Pio's spiritual child. Within his pages, the author shares a delightful story that highlights how there are no coincidences when seeking Padre Pio's intervention for the salvation of one's soul. The story begins with John McCaffrey boarding a train from Rome to Foggia on an empty stomach. In his own words, "Unfortunately, the train did not have a dining car, only a trolley with sandwiches and drinks, and realizing it was approaching, I went out into the corridor. An American lady was struggling to explain what she wanted to the waiter. I offered myself as an interpreter, and we remained there while having our coffees and sandwiches. She asked me if the train we were on would reach Naples. No, I replied, you need to change trains. This train is going to Foggia. Then that's fine, she replied. That's where I want to go. John McCaffrey then shares how he wondered why an American lady would want to travel to Foggia unless it was to proceed somewhere else. Foggia was primarily an industrial town with little to offer for tourists. So he asked her, you are not by any chance going to San Giovanni Rotondo, are you? She looked at him with amazement. Are you going there too? I am, he replied. Now isn't that just something, she said. In answer to your question, I just don't know whether I am going to San Giovanni Rotondo or not. I might get off the train before we get there. You see, she continued, this is my last, my only desperate chance. And I am terrified of being disappointed. At that moment, the train entered a tunnel, and she said, do you see this dark tunnel? Yes, he replied. Well, that's my life. She then added, do you also see that small stream of light at the exit? Yes, John replied. That's Padre Pio. He is the only spark of hope I have left. And if he fails me, my life is ruined. I have traveled 5,000 miles from Hawaii to see him. But, afraid to put him to the test, I stayed in a hotel in Rome for 3 weeks. She then continued, yesterday, I went to Mass at the American Church of Santa Susanna. And during the sermon, the priest said, I will tell you a story recounted by Padre Pio, the stigmatist. When he finished the story, I thought, this was a push. So, this morning, I packed my clothes, went to the station, and here I am. But, as I said, I am absolutely terrified, and I might get off the train before reaching Foggia. You won't, he said to her, because I won't let you. Are you Catholic? I was, she replied. If you were, and you are now on your way to Padre Pio, then you still are. Put away your worries and your fears, and don't think we've met by chance. I have seen too many coincidences like this. Padre Pio definitely placed me in your path. He has followed every step of your journey, and he is waiting for you. During the train journey, John dedicated approximately 3 hours to speaking about Padre Pio. He passionately spoke about his warmth, his compassion, and the remarkable experiences he had witnessed or knew about. At one point, the lady asked him, "Can I confess to Padre Pio?" "No," he replied, "he only confesses in Italian. But at the convent, there is an American friar, Father Dominic, whom you can talk to." Now, just a quick side note, there are stories where Padre Pio confessed non-Italian speaking individuals, and miraculously, they understood each other. However, this gift of understanding was not present all the time. But let's continue. I will introduce you to Father Dominic, and then leave you to your own devices, because every pilgrim must find their own San Giovanni Rotondo. You can talk about your problems with Father Dominic and let him tell Padre Pio. And if you ever want to talk to me or ask me anything, know that I am there, always available. When they arrived at the Foggia station, John found a taxi to take them to San Giovanni Rotondo and asked the driver to stow their luggage in the trunk. After the driver had done so, he opened the door and said, "Excuse me, sir, one of the friars from San Giovanni Rotondo had just come off the train. Would you like to give him a lift?" "By all means, ask him to come over," replied John. It was Father Dominic. When John introduced him, the American literally changed color. "And now do you believe me when I say Padre Pio followed every step of your journey?" "Oh, indeed I do," she replied with a faint voice. Now, John, being the gentleman he was, never asked the lady what was troubling her. However, shortly after Christmas that year, he received a letter from the States. It read, "It is Christmas Eve. For the first time in 11 years, I am able to go to Midnight Mass and to Holy Communion. And I shall be praying for Padre Pio, for Father Dominic, and for you." She finally came out of the dark tunnel. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.